Good morning. Advent lifts our eyes to the coming of the Lord. Yes. Also in judgment. The day of the Lord marches on. What does that phrase, the day of the Lord, mean to you? The prophet Joel uses it as a call to repentance. And in fact, almost all of the Bible's references to the day of the Lord are a quotation of Joel's usage of it here. The descriptive style of Joel catches our ears with its fervent appeal. And the dynamic events ripping apart the lives of the people caught in that day of the Lord in Joel's day should catch our hearts. And yet, what do? Too easily we assume, well, it won't affect me. And yet, the Lord calls us to sit up and take note, for his day will affect every aspect of society. Verses 2 through 11, hear this, you elders. Give ear, all you inhabitants of the land. Has anything like this happened in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Tell your children about it. Let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. What the chewing locust left, the swarming locust has eaten. What the swarming locust left, the crawling locust has eaten. What the crawling locust left, the consuming locust has eaten. Awake, you drunkards, and wail. Oh, you drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it has been cut off from your mouth. For a nation has come up against my land, strong and without number. His teeth are the teeth of a lion. He has the fangs of a fierce lion. He has laid waste my vine and ruined my fig tree. He has stripped it bare and thrown it away. Its branches are made white. Lament like a virgin girded with sackcloth for the husband of her youth. The grain offering and the drink offering have been cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests mourn who minister to the Lord. The field is wasted. The land mourns, for the grain is ruined. The new wine is dried up. The oil fails. Be ashamed, you farmers. Wail, you vine dressers. For the wheat and barley, because the harvest of the field has perished. Hymn 323, we will sing stanza 1 right now and 2 other stanzas later in the devotion. So keep your hymnals open. 323, stanza 1. As the day of the Lord marches on to impact every aspect of society, shall we add, video gamers mourn because the electricity and the net are cut off. Ball players mourn because the balls and the buses are destroyed. Why does the Lord bring such judgments? To get people's attention. Stop. Look. Listen. Verses 13, 14. Gird yourselves and lament, you priests. Wail, you who minister before the altar. Come, lie all night in sackcloth, you who minister to my God. For the grain offering and the drink offering are withheld from the house of your God. Consecrate a fast. Call a sacred assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God and cry out to the Lord. O Lord, to you I cry out. For fire has devoured the open pastures, and a flame has burned all the trees of the field. The beasts of the field also cry out to you, for the water brooks are dried up, and fire has devoured the open pastures. Stanza 2.
I smite upon my troubled breast with deep and conscience guilt oppressed. Christ and his cross my only plea. O God, be merciful to me.
You heard what the Lord's army was. Now listen to what it does. And listen to how the Lord's insistent call for repentance marches on through the very rhythm of the words. Chapter 2.
Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. For the day of the Lord is coming. It is at hand. A day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like the morning clouds spread over the mountains. A people comes, great and strong, the like of whom has never been seen, nor will there ever be any such after them, even for many successive generations. A fire devours before them, and behind them a flame burns. The land is like the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Surely nothing shall escape them. Their appearance is like the appearance of horses, and like swift steeds so they run. With a noise like chariots over mountaintops they leap, like the noise of a flaming fire that devours the stubble, like a strong people set in battle array. Before them, the people writhe in pain. All faces are drained of color. They run on like mighty men. They climb the wall like men of war. Everyone marches in formation. They do not break ranks. They do not push one another. Everyone marches in his own column. Though they lunge between the weapons, they are not cut down. They run to and fro in the city. They run on the wall. They climb into the houses. They enter at the windows like a thief. The earth quakes before them. The heavens tremble. The sun and the moon grow dark, and the stars diminish their brightness. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes his word, for the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can endure it? Stanza 5.
And when redeemed from sin and hell, with all the ransomed throng I dwell, my raptured song shall ever be. God has been merciful to me.
Mercy. Grace through Christ. Through his blood, the forgiveness of all your sins. That is our only hope and confidence in the day of the Lord. Verses 12 and 13. Now, therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm. Let us pray. By your grace, Lord Jesus, cleanse our hearts with your own blood, and open for us the path of life, that we may ever remain your people. Rule in our hearts, that those around us may say, Behold, the Lord's grace is upon them. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.